From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Imagine spending 22 hours a day locked in a prison cell for weeks. It's a form of punishment known as solitary confinement. Inside Alabama's prisons, roughly 5% of the population lives like this. That's according to a report published last month by Yale Law School and the Correctional Leaders Association, a professional organization for prison leaders. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgins spoke with the report's co-author about nationwide trends and efforts to limit the use of solitary.
Judith Resnick is a law professor at Yale. She spent decades studying prisons and prisoners' rights and says it's bizarre that the United States still uses solitary confinement.
It should be seen as a radical act, not as an ordinary act.
Prison officials across the country put people in solitary confinement for several reasons: punishment for breaking rules, administrative reasons, and as a way to protect people who are targeted by others. For the past 10 years, researchers have tracked how often prisons use solitary confinement. Resnick says the most recent data from 2021 show that it's on the decline.
There's been a sea change as people come to understand how dreadfully harmful isolating human beings, locking them in, leaving them without visual stimulation is for mind, body, soul. Terrible. So a huge shift in the overall picture is people who run systems are trying to get their numbers down as the awareness of harm has become underscored from a host of different venues.
In Alabama, at least 24 men have killed themselves in state prisons in recent years. Most of those deaths occurred in solitary confinement. Now the state is under federal court order to improve conditions in these cells and better monitor people's mental health while isolated. The most recent data for Alabama show 879 people were in solitary confinement for more than 15 days. A vast majority of these people are men, and a disproportionate number are black men. Most were kept in solitary for a few months, but at least 142 people in Alabama's prisons have remained in solitary for more than 10 years, a number much higher than most other states. Resnick says the longer someone remains in isolation, the harder it can be to return to society.
Isolating people doesn't really make for safety. The self-harm, the aggression toward others, and the inability to function with others are things that don't make safe. And a whole bunch of people leave prisons and need to be equipped to function.
Resnick warns that the survey numbers are self-reported and they don't reflect every system. Their study also doesn't track the number of people in solitary for less than 15 days. Officials with the Alabama Department of Corrections declined to answer any questions for this story, citing ongoing litigation. Mary Scott Hodgin, WBHM.
To learn more about the federal investigation in Alabama's prison system, check out WBHM's podcast, Deliberate Indifference. That's at deliberateindifference.org.